Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are in the midst of the American Heart Association Go Red for Women initiative for Heart Month. And Dr. Indu Pormina joins us once again. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you. Good morning to all of you.
Doctor,
good morning and stay warm.
Yeah, I'm really glad you are on with us this morning because with this snow, I don't think you can give the warnings enough about the danger that snow brings as far as heart and heart disease and heart attacks. I say this in all sincerity because unfortunately it was a snow event and cleaning snow that led to my father's fatal heart attack. And so this is a subject that's near and dear to me, and I can't shout it from the mountaintops loud enough that people need to be concerned about it.
Absolutely. I think people with known heart disease, especially in this weather, should not be outside. Heart attacks are more common in the winter. We have reported that over and over many years, and especially if you have a risk for this condition, definitely stay indoors and stay away from shoveling the snow because that is an activity that when you're outside in this sort of temperature actually triggers what we call as vasospasm of the arteries, which is essentially the arteries go into a spasm, restricting blood flow to the heart muscle, and that causes a heart attack. So heart attacks are exceptionally common in the winter, and the more you can do to avoid that, the better.
I think a lot of people, Doctor, think of the number one issue for death in this country may be related to cancer, but it may surprise people that cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the United States.
That's right. It is the number one cause of death, both among men and women, and that's important to reiterate because women get screened every year for breast cancer, for cervical cancer. But screening for heart disease is something that's not on everybody's mind, even though the number one killer happens to be heart disease. And as you may know, 80% of heart disease is preventable, and therefore understanding your risk is important so that you can take some action.
You know, back to the business about shoveling, are women just as susceptible to that as men?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. There is no gender difference in that. And I think the same physiology works for both men and women. Luckily, we don't see women come in with that sort of history too often because I don't think there are too many women who go out and shovel the snow. But yes, it certainly is the same for both men and women.
We're talking to Dr. Indu Pormina, cardiologist and director of Allegheny Health Network's Women's Heart Center. Doctor, what is the age where you should, if you haven't experienced any symptoms, when should you start to get your heart checked, an EKG, or what tests should you have done and at what age?
Yeah, so for heart disease, there is no one test as such to be done except knowing your numbers, which includes knowing your blood pressure, knowing what your blood sugar is, knowing your cholesterol numbers, and most importantly, knowing your family history. So if you have a strong family history of heart attacks or strokes or blood pressure or even diabetes early on, meaning you have somebody in your family member who had this disease in their 40s, probably that risk assessment needs to happen in your 20s. As you know, heart disease is a progressive process, and we've seen in many studies that children have evidence of blockages in their arteries. So depending on your genetic risk, your risk may be higher if you have a strong family history, especially if the family member had their event, their cardiovascular event early on in life. So knowing your numbers is the most important way to screen for heart disease. And based on that, talk to your primary care provider and, if necessary, a specialist about what sort of additional testing may be needed.
Go Red for Women, the American Heart Association supporting Heart Health Month, and Dr. Indu Pormina, cardiologist, director of Allegheny Health Network's Women's Heart Center. We appreciate your expertise and time, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, 412-DOCTORS, a great resource anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.